I'm going to create your praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we were created to make your praise glorious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you have joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And we're just so glad that you're there listening to us. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Every man, woman, boy, or girl, and the sound of our voices, oh God, we ask that you bless. Let signs and wonders and miracles follow, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone that's listening to my voice right now, I want you to know this, Colin. Hallelujah. I need you to know one thing, and y'all got to hear this, because I want you to know this. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you,
hallelujah,
the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless
good health. And prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon
you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. The glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
And the blessings of God be on your family.
Yes, I bless you.
On your children.
The blessing of the Lord.
May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord.
God bless you all.
I can see.
Hallelujah.
The glory of the King.
Hallelujah. We thank all of you who have done what we've asked you to do. to tell at least one person each and every day that God loves them and you love them too. So we really thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And at this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Yes, hallelujah. Take out your Bibles, which is your textbook. Take out your composition notebooks. Take out your highlighters, your ink pens, your pencils. Take out your composition notebooks so you can write down all the scriptures. If there's one or two scriptures the pastor going, or if there's 20 or 25, you write down your scriptures.
Jesus.
We hope it ain't no 25, y'all. But if it is, write you have your pencils of paper and composition notebooks, your highlighters and everything. You know, write down whatever scriptures you can give, or even if God drops something in your spirit, you want to be able to write it down. Because sometimes if you don't write it down when he brings it to you, sometimes you lose it. You're trying to remember later on, you won't even come back to your mind. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Whatever you're going to use for communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water, whatever, your toast, whatever you're going to have, whatever you're going to use for communion elements if you don't have them, the communion elements that we use on Sundays, it's all right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you come to church, just pick up some. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to redo your alarms for 7 in the morning worship and prayer, Tuesday night, Tuesday evening at 7. Hallelujah. For Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. The Word of God has just been broke down. The Bible's being broke down. And we are learning. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget to set your alarms and your clocks for 5 of 7 on Wednesday evening so we can have service together. And then on the second Friday of the month, it's always men's and women's fellowship. The fourth Sunday of the month is when our guest speaker comes in for our 3 o'clock service. This month, our speaker will be Pastor Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee of Essex, Maryland. They'll be coming in to break the word of God with us, hallelujah, and break bread with us. Afterwards, we're having our full Sunday dinner. Come in and have dinner with us, hallelujah, bring a friend. Sit down and dine with us, fellowship with us, hallelujah, it's free of charge. And don't forget, if you had pennies, bring your pennies with you, drop them in the jar, hallelujah. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell, building that hospital in Uganda, and she is leaving this month on the 25th. Hallelujah. And she extends her thanks and appreciation to the church, everything they have done for her already. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org, and see what the ministry's vision is. And don't forget to go to, if you are able, go to the GoFundMe page for Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. That is where we are raising money for a facility and all the things that we would like to do, the vision that the pastor has for the ministry. Hallelujah. Don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday. Plan now what you're going to do with the family. Hallelujah. On the fifth Sunday, we don't have service. On the fifth Sunday, don't come knocking at the door. We're not getting in. We're not having service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's minister to your family Sunday. Just think of whatever you're gonna do. Play games, go to the beach. Hallelujah, sit outside, out the back for a picnic or whatever. Hallelujah, have fun with the family. Time is short, y'all. You don't know how much time you have for your family. Hallelujah. Ask God to give you some ideas and ask him to provide. He will do it. Thank you so much, Pastor. Back to you.
Praise God. And I want to remind you, hallelujah, morning worship is at 7 a.m. You can set your alarm for 6:55 so you can join us. The number to call for that service is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, it's 605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you sharing that. It seems like we're getting more and more announcements, but you are doing a Herculean job, and we thank you for that. We don't take that for granted. We appreciate you, Pastor Peaches. I want to also share an advance announcement. The first Sunday in August is our Friends and Family Sunday, a service at 3 o'clock. Bring your family members. Come and join us for service on that day. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord. You know, Pastor Peaches, somebody prayed for us. When we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves, somebody called out our name to God. When our backs were against the wall, and we even thought that we were the only one that was going through what we was going through, somebody called our names. Somebody took the time out of their schedule to pray for us.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for that, because I know somebody prayed for me.
Oh, yes, me too.
Because in my past, I was a heathen, and somebody said, Lord, please save that heathen. I don't know if they use that word, but anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God that prayer, the Bible says in James, I think it's the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so, hallelujah. We thank God that prayer was answered. But we're going to take time to pray for others. So I want you to get folks' names up in your mind as we play the song, the prayer, in the background. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you had a voice, I'll tell her what you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We put these names up in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We thank you, Lord. I pray for my wife, Hallelujah. Glory to Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Pray for hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda. Hallelujah. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and Scooter and David and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca and all the family. Hallelujah.
Johnson.
Pray for Deacon.
Annette
James and her siblings and her parents, hallelujah.
And Johnson.
Hallelujah. We pray for her, glory to God. All her family members. Pray for her. Sister Angela and Annette.
Jean Hall.
Parents. Hallelujah. I pray for all her siblings and her mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Mother Dolores Harrison. Yvette and Ronald and Rosalind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray for, hallelujah, Tiny, Latricia, and Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and still another Dominique, and another Dominique, and Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl, and another Earl, and hallelujah, glory to God. Danielle, and another Danielle, and another
Malachi,
glory to God, hallelujah. And Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon,
Malachi,
Tavon, and Travion, hallelujah, glory to God. Andrea and David, another David, and Juliet, hallelujah. And Sister Angela Jennings Hill, oh God. And Elder Rosetta Carey, and Elder QB Stevenson, and Prophet Cynthia, and another Prophet Cynthia, and another Dominique, and Justin, hallelujah, glory to God. And Julie, and Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Little Kitty, and Stephanie, Little Father. and Desiree and Monica.
You,
hallelujah. Glory to God. All the children and the grandchildren and great-grand. Glory to God. Have mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, glory to God, for all Archbishop Marcia Abrams, oh God. Apostle Bobby Mercer. Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Apostle Dwight Smith, First Lady Smith, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Bishop Carrie Robinson, hallelujah, glory to God, Bishop Caulfield, Bishop Barkfield, Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to Pastor Tom Smith, First Lady Rosalind Smith, Pastor Don Street, First Lady, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland, rocking him, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mary of the Bullshake, William Owens, hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Gary Don Wilson, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Michelle, and hallelujah. And Bishop Waters, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Little Mitchell, and Pastor Mitchell Warren, First Lady Darlene Warren. Deacon, Leroy Calvary and family, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Kimberly, hallelujah, another Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly. Pamela, another Pamela, still another Pamela, and another Pamela, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. A Sharon, another Sharon, and another Sharon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Yodis Lee, Sister Jones, Sister Lil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada Boshat out of the book. Hallelujah. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. We thank you, Lord. Yada Boshat, little book. In the book, 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 in the thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for the entire body of Christ, oh God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, like signs, wonders, and miracles in
Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, after this next selection, the voice you will hear, the next voice you will hear, will be that of Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Guardian of the altar, a woman of the word, pastor
in Jesus,
Petersburg,
oh,
with the children's corner.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
He has made me glad. He has made me glad.
yes, he has. Hallelujah. God has made me glad. Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all?
It's Wednesday.
Hallelujah. Hump day. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. The hump day feels different during the summertime, young people, because it's not like you're in school or anything right now, and you're trying to, and you got to get up. You must have some strength to get through the rest of the other half of the week. It's summertime, and hopefully you are out having fun, and you are enjoying the summer. If you have a summer job, you are enjoying your summer job. You're enjoying the summer experience. Hallelujah. You are enjoying the opportunity that God has given you to make some money. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to get right into it because I know the pastor has a boatload of scriptures to give to y'all. Oh, hallelujah. And I want to read a little story. And it's taken from Genesis 6, from the 6th chapter to the 9th chapter, okay? And it says, Noah builds a big boat. The Lord saw how bad the people on earth were and that everything they thought and planned was evil. He was very sorry he had made them, and he said, I'll destroy every living creature on earth. But the Lord was pleased with Noah. Noah was the only person who lived right and obeyed God. God knew that everyone was terribly cruel and violent. So he told Noah, cruelty and violence have spread everywhere. Now I'm going to destroy the whole earth and its entire people. Get some good lumber and build a boat. Put rooms in it and cover it with tar inside and out. I'm going to send a flood that will destroy everything that breathes. But I solemnly promise that you, your wife, your sons, and your daughters-in-law will be safe, will be kept safe in the boat. Bring into the boat with you a male and female of every kind of animal and bird, as well as a male and female of every reptile. I don't want them to be destroyed. Store up enough food, both for yourself and for them. Noah did everything the Lord told him to do. Noah's wife, his sons, and his daughters-in-law all went inside the boat with him. He obeyed God and took a male and a female of each kind of animal and bird into the boat with him. 7 days after a flood began to cover the earth, for 40 days the rain poured down without stopping, and the water became deeper and deeper until the boat started floating high above the ground. Finally, the mighty flood was so deep that even the highest mountain peaks were almost 25 feet below the surface of the water. Not a bird, animal, reptile, or human was left alive anywhere on earth. Nothing was left alive except Noah and the others in the boat. 150 days later, the water started going down. About 1 year later, all the water had gone down and the earth was completely dry. God said to Noah, you, your wife, your sons, and your daughter-in-law may now leave the boat. Let out the birds, animals, and reptiles so they can mate and live all over the earth. God said to Noah and his sons, I'm giving you my blessing. Have a lot of children and grandchildren so people will live everywhere on this earth. I'm going to make a solemn promise to you and to everyone who will live after you. This includes the birds and the animals that came out of the boat. I promise every living creature that the earth and those living on it will never again be destroyed by a flood. The rainbow that I have put in the sky will be a sign to you and to every living creature on earth. It will remind you that I will keep this promise forever. Hallelujah. And I just want to entitle this, When God Don't Make Sense. Noah was told to build the boat because it was going to rain. What's rain? What's a boat? But Noah obeyed God. God gave him instructions for protection of his. No, he had not seen rain because even in the Garden of Eden, the rain used to come up from the earth to water things, not come down from the sky, okay, to water the plants. But man was so corrupt, Genesis 6:12, God said, the end of all flesh is come before me, and I will destroy them. But Noah, in chapter 6:8, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Young people, when things are going crazy around you, and things just are not going the way God, you know people are being corrupt and not doing what God say do. When you are obedient unto God, God will look out for you. You will find grace in his sight. In chapter 7:1, God preserved all of Noah's household because of his righteousness. And when you are doing things right, God will preserve you. In chapter 7:17, the waters increased for 40 days until the waters start lifting up the ark. Hallelujah. After 150 days, all the water was gone. But in all this time, God preserved Noah's family. Remember, because of his righteousness, he took care of Noah's family, already had Noah to put or to store up enough food for his family, for the cattle, for all the animals. In chapter 9:1, it says, God blessed Noah and his sons because of the obedience, young people. It's a blessing in being obedient. There is a blessing in being obedient to God. Chapter 9, verse 9 says, God established his covenant with Noah and with his seed after him. So, young people, your blessing is not just for you, but for your seed's seed. It is a blessing. Sometimes you may not, God may tell you something, and you may say, Lord, and you know, human beings are always trying to figure things out. But, Lord, why should I do that? But, Lord, why? I don't understand that, Lord. I want to go this place. Well, okay, Lord, if you're telling me to go that place, I'm going to go that place because you told me to. And don't you know, the place that you may wanted to go, something may break out. Some violence may break out in that place where you want to go, but because you obeyed God, God took care of you and God preserved you. You may not understand why God says to go right when you want to go left. You may not understand. Your mother may say, or your parent may say, hey, you know what? I need you to do such and such for me. You say, but Ma, I'm supposed to go to a party tonight. Ma, I'm supposed to hang out with my friends at the mall. But Ma, and she's saying, but I need you to do thus and so. Go do what your parents say do. God may allow the situation to come up with your parents to send you in another direction from where some violence going to break out, where something, where some trouble going to break out. Don't question your parents. Just do it. It's a blessing in being obedient, especially if you got a sanctified parent and your parent is in the Word of God. That parent just may have a feeling that the Lord just may be leading your parent to ask you to go do such and such because there's some trouble brewing up somewhere else. Sometimes your parent may not even understand, but don't talk back to your parent. Don't give them lip or anything like that. Don't look at it from the side eye. Don't mumble under your breath. All that is displeasing unto God. You want God to be pleasing to you in all of your ways. Because you want the blessings of the Lord to come after you and overtake you.
Yes.
When you're in need, when you're somewhere and you're calling on the name of the Lord, you want God to come quick to your rescue. Don't think that you're going to be obedient and be huppy and puppy and talk to your parent under your breath and call them all kinds of names, and be disobedient and she don't know I'm doing this. And then you say, God, to hear you when you, oh, Jesus, please help me. You may not even call on him yourself because you feel as if he ain't going to hear you because you've been disobedient and hard-headed. But when you're serious, he'll hear you. He'll be right there. But the enemy's going to make you think, oh, you might as well not call on him because you've been doing out here doing your thing. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let the enemy trick you. When things or thoughts are going through your mind that are contrary to the word of God, shut those thoughts down. To say the Lord rebuke you. No, that thought is not of God. If it's a thought that's contrary to the word of God, it's a thought that comes to your mind and you know it's not of God, don't listen to it. Do the opposite of what it says. Do the opposite of what it says. When you go on contrary, don't let the enemy beat you up. And say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Restore me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let the enemy beat you up. Hallelujah. God is right there and ever knocking at the doors of your heart to receive you. And it's waiting for you to just open up that door. He loves you. He doesn't beat you over the head. He does not bring condemnation. He is a loving father. He is a kind of father that you can climb up on his lap and play with his beard and just talk to him and just hug him around his neck. That's the kind of God we serve. He's not one to put things that you've done in the past in your face. Maybe see what you did? No, I ain't gonna get you out of that rut. You see what you did? Your parents keep telling, your mama keep telling you this, and you keep on doing whatever you want to do. No, I'm gonna let you feel it this time. Jesus isn't like that. He isn't like that. And don't let the devil make you think he is. He loves you. He's a God of love. And he is right there and he loves you. He's always ready and waiting to prove his love to you. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And read that story. Hallelujah. Of Noah. From Genesis 6 up to the 9th chapter, you'll see so many things and try and figure out how big that ark is. And a cubit is measured from your elbow up to your middle finger. Okay? Try and figure out the figures of the ark, how big it was, how deep it was, how long it was, you know. Okay? God gave Noah those instructions. You know what? And when God wants you to do something, when you put the things that you desire before the Lord, watch God give you instructions. Just as detailed as that. Form that relationship with the Lord. Talk to him. When you're laying down in your bed at night, talk to the Lord. See it right there? He's as close to you as your breath. And you talk to him, and he will talk to you. Be blessed of the Lord. Jesus loves you. Back to you, Bishop.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah for our Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Almighty.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Mm.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed out sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So be comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the word of the Lord says in the text today, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, I like saying that. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. And there's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord.
Yes.
Psalms 138:2. So we thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for our healing already, oh God.
Thank you.
Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Thank you, Jesus. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. Hallelujah. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13. Verse 23. Exodus chapter 15. Verse 26.
Thank you, Father.
Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. And I look at Isaiah 43, hallelujah, and 26. Bring you into remembrance. So God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings, you know, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name.
In the name of
the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it cover it all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, we remember you. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I need to ask another question. Can I do that? Can I do that?
Yes, I may start charging you for these answers. What's the question?
Well, I've got a retort to that. Jesus paid it all. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, O God. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Answer prayers today in Jesus' name. And let signs and wonders follow and miracles in Jesus' name. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And you get the honor. And you get the praise. And you get the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before I go any further, I better get Pastor Peaches to share the addresses of the scriptures we will be using on this evening. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
1 John 5, verse 14. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Praise God. Is that about nine of them out? Is that what it is?
Four, five, nine, seven. I think it's about eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Look at the next text.
Okay.
I think there's one more. I don't know.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 45.
All right. I thought so. I just felt that something else was there. Praise God. Thank the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter.
You're welcome, okay.
Now, for the next few minutes, I want to share with you three ways that you can guarantee your prayers won't be answered. What'd you say, Pastor? I said, I'm going to share with you three ways in which you can guarantee your prayers won't be answered. Oh, my goodness. Say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, there are three ways that you can guarantee your prayers won't be answered. Now I've gotten your attention. I'm going to tell you the three ways, and then I'm going to give you scriptures. Is that all right?
Amen.
Because some of you are stunned and say, what is he saying? He's going to tell us about guaranteeing that our prayers won't be answered. Okay. You can put down 1, 2, and 3. Number one, you're praying out of the will of God. All right, you got that? Number two, you're praying with the wrong motives. I bet you know number three. Don't you know number three, Pastor Peter? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. Number three is that you don't believe until you receive. The three ways you can guarantee you ain't going to get a right answered prayer. You're praying out of the will of God. You're praying with the wrong motives. And you gotta receive before you believe.
But don't the world say seeing is believing?
That's what the world say. And you follow the world, you know where you and the world are going. what is it? H-E double hockey sticks. You know what H-E double hockey sticks is?
Yes, yes, dear.
Okay. All right, let's bring somebody... And some of those religious folk off the floor. Now, give me a first scripture.
1 John 5:14.
What is that?
1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
It's got to be according to his will. Oh, I want $1 million so I can go around and ride around in a big Cadillac and show everybody how big a person I am. I have a problem with that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me according to whose will?
God's will.
Let me ask you a question. I know life is an open book test. How do we find out God's will?
Reading his word.
We got to open the book and read.
That's right. His will is...
And that's just what you're saying, is that his word is his will.
Amen.
And his will is his word.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Go to the next scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Oh, this is such a favorite scripture. Some of y'all probably know this almost by heart. Go ahead and read.
Yep. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
We're talking about his word. Go ahead now.
And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
You're going to get what you pray for if you deal with his will, because his word is his will and his will is his word. Go ahead. Next scripture.
Hallelujah. The next scripture is James 4:23. James. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
James 4:23. I got it marked. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. James 4:23 says.
No, it's 2 and 3. No, no, go, James 4.
Oh, 4:2 and 3, excuse me. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Stop right there. Hi. A lot of folks don't go to the point of asking. But go ahead. What's the next one?
Well, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss.
Okay. Amiss means in error. Okay, continue to read that.
That ye may consume it upon your lust.
It's not to the glory of God. It's that I want this. And I just got to have it. Hallelujah. I like to have a wife to the glory of God the Father, so you can find a help me, so you someone can help you reach your destiny in God. Wow. Now we're talking about three ways that I can guarantee you you ain't gonna get your prayer answered. Now we done said that once, we can say it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You pray it out of his will. You pray it with the wrong motives. God. And you got to see before you believe. Okay. This is motives. What is your motive?
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason for you asking for what you ask? See, here's the key to all of this. All this got to line up. You can't have one of these, right, in order to get an answer to prayer. You got to have all of them. You can't have two of them right. You got to have all of them together in order to get the answer to your prayer. All right. Go ahead and read the next scripture.
Matthew 21:22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive."
Wait a minute. Isn't it supposed to be you receiving and then you can believe?
Nope. Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
You gotta believe.
Amen.
And believe is, I believe. No, believing is taking, glory to God, bringing all your thoughts into the obedience of Christ. In other words, using your imagination to imagine you have what you're praying for.
Amen.
You know the scriptures that talk, these are extra scriptures. Y'all know these scriptures. Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Guess what? And that's faith in God and what he said. Got to clarify that. Because you know what? The unjust live by faith too. But their faith is in their flesh and Satan. And you can know that because they come up with these statements. Murphy's Law. Anything that could go wrong goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a flesh statement, and that's a world statement, and that's anti-God. But that's a faith statement, too. They're looking for something to go wrong. That's faith, but the wrong kind of faith. That's the faith of unjust folk. And then they say something like that. No good deed goes unpunished. That's a worldly statement about anti what Christ said in his word in Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you reap if you don't quit, if you don't faint. See, the devil comes up with stuff to mimic God.
Amen.
Hope you understood that. The just shall live by faith in God. In his word.
Mm-hmm.
The unjust live by faith too, but in themselves, in flesh, in the world system, in whatever they think. on their mind. The devil, whatever.
Mm.
Okay. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Belief is a process. It involves your thought life. If you say out of your mouth, I believe, but in your thought life, say, this will never happen, this will never happen, this will never happen, guess what?
It won't happen.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You right on, you on the spot. You right there. It will never happen. You got to visualize you being healed. You got to see yourself doing something that you couldn't do before you were attacked by the enemy and his dumb demons. Visualize yourself doing something that you couldn't do. Don't make an alibi. Well, I can't do this. I don't make alibis about I can't see. I just do it another way, but I see myself seeing. I've seen myself seeing so much that I've had dreams that seem so real where I open my left eye, which is a totally gone, and I could see out of my left eye.
Thank you, Jesus.
I saw it in my mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
In my sleep. Jesus, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
He said in 2 Corinthians 10:5, bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Christ didn't say to go down a litany of everything that's wrong with you. Christ said to go down a litany of everything that's right with you. Have an attitude of gratitude. Oh, blessed be God. I could get up out of my chair and walk over here. I could go down the steps, hallelujah, from the second floor to the first floor, and then from the first floor to the basement. I could walk from the basement to the sanctuary. I can go out on my, you understand? I'm going to go down the litany, but I'm going to go down the litany of the blessings. I ain't got time to go down the litany of what's not right, because when you do that, there's a visual that happens at the same time. Y'all got to listen to me. Because every time you open your mouth, I'm whipping says I'm healed, and then you got a visual of you not being healed. You nullify that. Don't be wasting your own time. So my God knows. He don't. God knows what is attacking me. God knows why it's attacking me. But guess me, hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. He also knows, hallelujah, that with Jesus Christ, I am, I were, hallelujah, I are healed. That ain't good English, but it's good enough for me. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for just a little while? Because I feel my help coming now.
Thank you. Don't go to the bullshit.
It's time for us to visualize our healing in our mind. Because stuff happens in the spirit realm, and then it happens in the natural. And you've got to have more stuff happening in the spirit realm than in the natural.
Man.
The natural kind of slow. They long-winded. They long in the tooth. Take a little while for the manifestation to get to the natural. Somebody had an idea in their mind. I want to get on the other side of this lake or this river. I need something that will float. I need myself a boat. And it was in his mind. Children's corner tonight. God told Noah, look here, I want you to build this boat. I can picture Noah said, what's the boat? And then he began to describe it. I want you to build it, 7 cubits, this cubit, that cubit. And then I can hear Moses saying, what's a cubit? Glory to God. Now, he done built houses, probably. But see, he's visualizing all this stuff in his mind. God used Noah's mind. Hallelujah. Noah, hallelujah, mind. I hope I said Noah all those other times. I don't know. But anyway, he used Noah's mind to visualize what he had to do. He had instructions, and he built it. You've got to visualize your healing.
Amen.
In your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's belief. Belief is a process. Build it in your mind. I don't care if you can't walk. I don't care if you can't. I don't even care if you maimed and you got one arm or one leg missing. Visualize you having two legs. Visualize you having two arms and hands and all that kind of good stuff. It's a process. You said, well, that ain't going to happen. It's happened in Bible times, and guess what? We're still in Bible times.
Thank you, Jesus.
Charles and Francis Hunter, back in the 70s, took video to the Philippines and had a healing explosion. They brought all kinds of sick folk in there. And one of the things that they did, they videotaped what was going on. And they got it on videotape with someone who was maimed. They had part of the arm was missing. They have it on video. It grew back under the anointing of the Spirit. You got to visualize this thing. You got to grow it. You got to be healed in your mind. You got to see it with the eyes of your faith. Your faith got eyes, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Your faith in God got eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I'm reading another scripture.
Mark 11:24.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Again, look here, y'all. The subject is, how to guarantee you ain't going to get the answer to your prayer? Three ways. Praying out of the will of God, praying with the wrong motive, and having to see before you believe. If you want a Cadillac, but you got to see it before you believe that's going to happen, you're in trouble. You don't need to believe for something you got sitting out in front of your door. Your healing does not begin with you feeling better. Your healing does not begin with you opening up your blinded eyes and seeing. Your healing begins when you, in your mind, build yourself seeing. See yourself seeing. Whatever is going wrong gets right in your mind's eye. Go to the next one.
Hallelujah. Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
The word of God is his will. The will of God is his word. Hear ye the word of God. You can be healed. You are healed. You were healed. Believe, and you shall receive. Believing is a process. If you say, I believe, but you don't visualize it, you're not believing. You're just speaking words. You are, what do they call it, semantics? A semanticist? I don't know. You're dealing with semantics. You're not dealing with the word of God. See yourself healed. Dream about you being healed. To glory to God. Shakarana. Give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 4:12. says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
You got to believe in your heart. The word of God is gonna tell whether you really believe it or not. The way you can prove just to yourself that you believe what the word of God says is that you see yourself in your imagination. What is the largest nation in the world, Pastor Peaches?
Imagination.
Your imagination. It has no boundaries. It's not limited to time and space, y'all.
Amen.
Whatever you can imagine in your mind, you can have. That's why God came down. And look here. There was one language in the earth. Oh, Brother Nimrod said, I'm going to build a tower. I ain't no more floods going on, and I'm going to build a tower to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And God said, look here, we better mix up the languages, because these folks are working as one. And there is nothing they can't do when they're working as one. Holy Ghost. I want you to listen to me very carefully, y'all. If your spirit says, believe. Your soul of around says, okay, I agree. I'll believe. And your flesh says, well, look here. I'm going to side with all of y'all because it's two against one. I'm going to act like I believe because I got to believe with you. You are on one accord. You are on one accord. That's why the world came into being, because Elohim said, let us make man. They were on one accord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Almighty God, on one accord. When you get yourself on one accord like God and believe from your heart, and have your body act like a belief too. Get everybody on one accord. Stuff gonna happen. On the day of Pentecost, they were on in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And on one accord.
Yeah.
And when they got to that point, shakara da bo shakara. When they got to that point, suddenly, without no fanfare, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. When you get yourself on one accord, suddenly, my God, healing is going to happen. You're not waiting for God to heal you. Your healing is waiting for you to accept it. Your healing is waiting for you to believe it. I'm trying to get my flesh and my mind and my spirit all on one accord. Because when that day comes, hallelujah, I'll see 2020.
Hallelujah.
I'll run around the house four or five times. Hallelujah. If it was easy to do, everybody be doing it. Is that right?
Amen.
It ain't like just falling off a log. But you got to work on it. It's called a process. You got to work on it. And don't let your mouth shoot yourself in the feet. Because there's life and death in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Give me another scripture, because I know I'm running out of time.
Matthew 5:45.
Uh-huh, this is the last one.
That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Now, I got to let you know that God because he's sovereign. He may do something miraculous, and you didn't even open your mouth. You ain't saying a thing, because he reigns on the just and unjust.
Amen.
That's just him. He daddy. He do anything he want to do. That's him. See, look. See, some folk pray like the alcoholic in the alley. Just drank the last drink. And he'll look up and say, God, can you give me another bottle? And he'll go walking through the alley and he'll find the bottle full of alcohol. That's not God answering his prayer. That's just, he found the bottle in the alley. That's all. God reigns on the just and the unjust. Stuff happens for the just and the unjust. Not because they prayed, but because he God. I guarantee you there are three ways that you can not get your prayers answered. Number one, pray out of his will. Number two, have the wrong motive. Number three, glory to God, put that shakara. Demand to receive before you believe. There's a scripture. In fact, can you go to 2 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians, shakara, 1, yeah, they both shakara. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. Go to that real quick, and then I'm going to stop.
2 Corinthians 1.
Yes, verse 20.
2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God.
You got to, what you're asking God for has to be in his will to his glory. You got to have the right motive, come on, to his glory. His will, the right motive. And then, of course, those scriptures, Matthew's and Mark, believe. It's a process.
Amen.
Involves your spirit, soul, and body. Get it on one accord, and you're going to be healed. Father God, we thank you for what you shared on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the signs, wonders, and miracles following the word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the word tonight, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name for what you've shared tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop, for the word of God. We thank God for the word. That's the only thing in this life that's never, ever going to change. It remains the same, and God will stand on it. Hallelujah. If you like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, and you want this word to come alive in your heart, hallelujah, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Lord, you said, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, hallelujah, I am saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Young person, older person, human, you have gone from death unto life. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've gone from death unto life. The angels in heaven rejoice over you. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior at 410-444-5152. If you'd like to drop us a line of communication in the mail, address your envelope. Your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you. Be blessed of the Lord, and Jesus loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Problems with the end.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus.